A journalist's job is to observe and then report those observations. It's not supposed to be about you, until it is, which is what happened to NPR's Berlin correspondent Rob Schmitz. On Monday, the school where his kids go was closed because a student may have had contact with someone who has the coronavirus.
That's my son, Rainey. He's skipping around our home, acting like a monkey. He and his younger brother, Landon, are thrilled school will now be closed indefinitely due to coronavirus. Their classmates felt the same way.
When they said that, the school's going to be out, everybody was super happy and the teacher thought we were panicking.
He says the teachers thought the kids were shrieking in panic. In fact, they were screaming with joy. Now that my sons are at home, though, real panic begins to set in, and it's not about the virus.
Can we play on our iPads?
How long have you been reading your books?
For an hour.
No, it has not been an hour.
45 minutes.
Screen time. My wife and I don't allow it on weekdays, but there's suddenly no school, and the boys are testing our rule. At these times, I think of how Steve Jobs wouldn't let his own kids use his products. And then I think to myself, Steve Jobs could afford an au pair. 2 hours into their quarantine, I've already surrendered.
Peaceful is a struggle for me. You know how I like it when you cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you love it on me.
So my boys play on the sofa, playing iPads, asking Alexa to play the same Drake song over and over. I eventually announce Drake and iPad time are finished. They will quietly read, I decree, while I make dinner. It does not last. Things eventually calm down, dinner is served, and Landon has a question.
What if everybody dies?
Oh, that's kind of a scary thought. Do you think that could happen?
No.
I don't think so either.
I'm happy he came up with that conclusion on his own. Others here in Germany have too. Like Christoph Dietrich, who is taking his 4-year-old to school in Berlin.
Ich find's viel zu mehr Panikmacherei.
Frankly, there's too much panic, he says. Sure, we should keep an eye on our kids and their health, but everything else is just panic. Germany's health minister Jens Spahn has urged his countrymen to stay calm. He's asking journalists to do their part too.
Was die Lebensmittelsituation angeht, so auch da.
If supermarkets are low on certain items for a couple of days, don't publish photos of empty shelves with the headline, "Look, there's no food left in Germany."
Back at my home, the boys are still listening to Drake, but off their iPads, thank God, and I'm on the phone with my wife, Lenora. She's just arrived to the airport from a 2-week-long business trip that ended in, gulp, Seattle. She says her throat hurts.
I guess I feel a little paranoid because I've been convening with a bunch of top China experts, and we all don't know where everyone's been. And while we were there, the first death in the U.S. was reported right in Seattle.
But what's the point in panicking, she asks, if the virus is turning up everywhere? Instead, we'll worry about keeping these two busy. Wish us luck. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin. Bad things.